Here is the translation of the text into English. Note, the provided text is already in English, but I'll clean it up and organize for clarity. Oil and commodities. Oil climbs 1% as U.S.-Iran conflict worries overshadow large stock build. Gold prices rise as tariff jitters increase demand for safe havens. U.S.-Iran talks are upcoming. Oil prices ease after Iran states readiness to take steps toward a deal with the U.S. Solar dominates import seizures following the U.S. ban on Chinese forced labor goods. Iran's foreign minister says a deal with the U.S. is within reach only if diplomacy is prioritized. Gold is on track to end a four-day winning streak amid a stronger dollar and profit-taking. Oil dips near seven-month highs as traders watch U.S.-Iran talks and inventories. Ivory Coast's unsold cocoa stocks expected to soar if price standoff continues. EU faces a transition period with the U.S. after Trump's tariff move, EU trade chief says. Markets and stocks. Top South Korea telecom stocks, according to Morgan Stanley. Australia's Domino's Pizza plunges after a bleak start to the second half flagged. Japanese stocks close higher, Nikkei 225 up 2.22%. Former BOJ Chief Kuroda calls for rate hikes and fiscal tightening, Reuters. Grupo Aeroportuario del Sureste reports a decline in Q4 earnings. OP Mobility reports margin growth in 2025 and confirms Burrell as CEO. Taiwan stocks higher at close. Taiwan weighted up 0.5%. TSMC shares rise on AMD Meta news, Nvidia earnings in focus. Australian stocks higher at close, SX 200 up 1.17%. Nippon Steel shares slide amid $4 billion bond sales sparking dilution concerns. German consumer sentiment unexpectedly darkens ahead of March, survey finds. Trade, tariffs, and economy. U.S. imposes preliminary duties on solar imports from India, Indonesia, and Laos. Businesses say don't expect lower prices even after Trump emergency tariffs were rejected. UK confident its trade deal with the U.S. still stands despite the latest Trump tariff move. U.S. wholesale inventories increase marginally in December. U.S. consumer confidence improves in February. U.S. single-family home price growth slows in December, FHFA. Canada's January factory sales likely down 3.3%, StatsCan flash estimate. Wet weather keeps UK shoppers at home, according to CBI survey. Exclusive, former BOJ Chief Kuroda calls for rate hikes and tighter fiscal policy. U.S. warned Ukraine not to strike U.S. interests while attacking Russian energy infrastructure, Envoy says. Technology and blockchain. Morning bid. Asia Tech inflates its own AI bubble. Japan taps academics Asada and Sato for BOJ board. Trump calls tariff ruling unfortunate, hints more duties to come without Congress. Trump boasts of stock market rally, promises $1,000 retirement savings contributions. Hong Kong's buoyant economic growth expected to ease fiscal deficit, financial secretary says. Yen under pressure after Takaichi report. Australian dollar strengthens on inflation data. Australia's consumer prices rise 0.4% in January. Core inflation increases. Japan's services inflation steady, signaling wage-driven price pressure. Bitcoin recovers to $65,000 amid bargain buying and Wall Street gains. Bitcoin slips, wiping out 50% of gains from October's record high. 21 shares spot SUI ETF NASDAQ TSUI to begin trading on Tuesday, Feb 24, expanding U.S. access to SUI. Bitcoin falls below $65,000 amid whale selling and Trump tariff saga. Gray expands business banking with USD accounts and stablecoin support. Independent legal opinion confirms Salvium as a privacy coin compliant with EU MiCA regulations. Crypto holds steady amid inflation outlook and geopolitical risks, says Nexo. Ripple CEO Garlinghouse says Clarity Act is 80% likely to pass by April. Bitcoin dips after Trump tariff hike announcement, then recovers. Corporate news.